Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word.
Jesus in it all. In these first few months of the year, we are going to be in this kind of subsection of the whole sermon series, Only Jesus. Together as a church, because we have a lot of new believers here. I grew up in church. My wife did, some others did as well. But if you're new to church, this is going to be, it's going to be great for all of us, I believe. But this will be exciting for some of our new believers because this is exciting stuff. We're going to look back through the Old Testament over the next few months and discover something amazing. We know that in the New Testament, we have the story of Jesus born in a manger and then dying on a cross, rising again. But in the Old Testament, and it's a big chunk of the Bible, Jesus has been there all along. And that's why this beginning part of our series over the next few months is Jesus in it all. In those familiar Bible stories that even if you went to Sunday school just a few times as a kid, you probably heard the story of David and Goliath, or the three Hebrew boys in the fire, or Abraham and his son Isaac on the mountain sacrificing his son. Maybe you heard the story of the Passover lamb, or the rock in the wilderness that shot water out of it for the people of Israel. And in those stories, yes, we see stories of faith and heroes of faith. Hebrews 11, the hall of faith, they call it, tells a lot of those stories. But those stories are not just inspirational stories about heroes of faith. No, in all of those stories in the Old Testament, we see pictures of Christ. Jesus himself, in his ministry, in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 27, he's speaking to the people and he says, it says, beginning at Moses, he expounded all things himself in those stories. Jesus told the people, and the scriptures tell us, all scripture, all of it points to him. From Genesis, the first book of the Bible, to Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, the Old Testament, throughout it all, whispers the name of Jesus and prepares the world for the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, we only have 1 year, and there's other parts of the series we're going to get into of Only Jesus. But if I preach a message on every picture of Christ we saw in the Old Testament, it would take more than a year. So we're going to go to some of the most clearest and most beloved passages in the Old Testament where we can see pictures of Christ and really see how every story ultimately leads to only Jesus. And my prayer for our church this year is that we see Christ not just in his miracles and his stories in the New Testament, but in the whole Bible. This is the story of redemption. The Bible is God's love letter to humanity, the story of Jesus. And as we hear more about Jesus, that we'll love him more, that we'll trust him more, and that we will center every part of our lives, our children, our marriages, our workplace, that we'll center it all on Jesus Christ. Because listen, if it's not Jesus, it's not going to last. Okay, hold on to that thought. If it's not Jesus, it's not going to last. So, the best place to start is the beginning. So, if you have a Bible, go to the first few pages, past your little name and the concordance and those things and the index, and go to Genesis chapter 1, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. We're talking this morning about Jesus in the beginning. Jesus in the beginning. We'll go around, jump a little bit more around in the scriptures as well, but we're going to start at the beginning. What if the first verse in your Bible was already pointing you to Jesus? Before sin entered the world, we'll see that in Genesis 3 with the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But before sin entered, before any of our hearts have been broken by the fallen and brokenness of this world, before Coastline Baptist Church ever existed or had its first service, before all of that, Jesus was already there. Sometimes in our lives, it's very easy in our flesh to feel like God has showed up a little late. Something happened, a trial, a difficulty, a challenge, and we're wondering where God is. Hey, Mary and Martha thought Jesus was late when Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Sometimes in life, we feel like God showed up late. Where was God when my marriage was struggling? Where was God when my child was hurting or my child was away from God? Where was God when we were starting our church and we weren't sure if rent was going to be paid? Where was God in all of that? And Genesis answers that question. Genesis 1:1 says this, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. John 1:1, which is the New Testament, we see a similar passage. We know the author John had to have looked back at Genesis, these Old Testament books, and he started his book, the disciple John, in the beginning was the Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In verse 14 of John 1, and the Word, capital W, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, before anything else, Jesus was there. So three things this morning as we're looking at Jesus in the beginning. And we'll be out of here. I hope your help this morning. I hope your heart is open for the Word of God. Number one is this. Jesus is before everything. Jesus is before everything. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was. Not began or not started. Was. He was there. Jesus did not just start in Bethlehem in a manger. No. Jesus is eternal, the Son of God who was God. Colossians 1:16 says, for by him, Jesus, were all things created. The scriptures tell us the truth. Jesus didn't just start in a manger in Bethlehem and just live 33 and a half years, dying on a cross and rising. No. Jesus has been there all along. The one who made the stars in the sky is the same one who knows your story. Only Jesus. We see Jesus in the beginning. And there's something beautiful in the first book of the Bible that it's easy to miss sometimes. Genesis 1, yes, we know the first 20 or so verses of Genesis 1 is God creating the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and the oceans and the grass and the flowers and the animals and the creatures of the sea. But in verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. It doesn't say that God said, let me make man in my image. Not let I, no, it's let us, plural, make man in our image. Right in the first chapter of the Word of God, we see the Trinity, which is a church. If you're new to church, the Trinity is God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:2 says, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. John 1:3, back to the New Testament, talking about Jesus. It says, all things were made by him. The Word, capital W, Jesus. So in creation, we see the Father planning, the Son creating, and the Spirit moving. Three persons, one God. Jesus has always, always been there. When God said, let us make man, Jesus was there. The hands that would one day be pierced on a cross were the hands forming Adam from the dust of the ground. The voice that would one day from a cross cry, it is finished, was the voice saying, let there be light. Jesus did not show up late. No, he was there in the beginning. He was there in the beginning. When Coastline started back at the end of 2019, we didn't know, we had no clue what God was going to do. We didn't start in this building. We started in the in-law suite at my rented house over on Trader's Lane in West Yarmouth. We had no idea what 2020 would bring just a few short months later. I had a lot of vision for 2020, that basic thing, 2020 vision, it's going to be a great year. Man, was it a slow year for the church. But God was at work. The same Jesus who made the world, who created the universe, was already in West Yarmouth before we ever got here. Already knew the story. So whatever you are facing today, you're not starting from nothing. You're not starting from ground zero. You are starting with Jesus Christ. He is with you. He has not just shown up in your life in the last few days, the last few months, or even the last few years. He has always been there. Before you were born, He has always been there. He sees you. He loves you. He cares about you. He has purpose for you. Jesus is before everything. He goes before me. I don't know what next week is going to bring. I don't know what next year is going to bring. For me in my life, as a husband and father, as a pastor, I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that Jesus goes before me. So I can walk in faith, knowing He will hold my hand. He will lead the way. He will guide me. And He'll do the same for you. He is before everything. Number two, Jesus is through everything. He is through everything. John 1:3, all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. The scripture saying in Colossians, and by Him all things consist. Jesus was not just present at the beginning, but He was active. He was active in the Old Testament. The pictures of Christ we can see in Genesis 22. We see Abraham on the mountain with his son Isaac. God was placing a test on Abraham in his faith if he would sacrifice his own son, his promised son. And Abraham in faith got ready to do it. But then from the thicket, a ram bleated. And that ram for Isaac was a picture of Jesus Christ. The substitute. In Exodus 12, we see the lamb that was shed its blood for the doorposts in Egypt so the spirit of death wouldn't destroy that firstborn. That blood represents Jesus Christ. In Exodus 17, the rock where water flowed out. That's a picture of Christ. Out of Him springs of living water. In Daniel 3, with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, who wouldn't bow to the idol and were thrown into the furnace. But the king said, I think I see a fourth figure in the fire. Jesus, a picture of Christ. Jesus was there. Luke 24:27, it says, beginning at Moses, that Jesus, He expounded the things concerning Himself. Jesus said all these things in the Old Testament and all the stories that those people in the Bible times had grown up hearing from their parents. Jesus talked about Himself, how He was in all of it. The whole Bible points to Jesus. The Word, capital W, God's Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Jesus is through everything. So when you do not see God working, He's still working. Abraham didn't know there was going to be a ram in the thicket. Hey, David didn't know that Goliath was going to... He believed it could happen, but he didn't have a proof. He just had to go in faith. The three Hebrew boys said, listen, God will protect us. But even if He doesn't, we're still not going to bow that idol. Even when you do not see God working, He is still working. When your teenager is struggling with their own faith, or fill in the blank, just struggling in general, God is working. Believe it. When your finances are tight and you just can't seem to get ahead or even just balance out, God is working. As a pastor, I have to think sometimes, hey, when it's a low Sunday or when it doesn't seem that we can get ahead as a church, or when I just can't seem to figure out how to take the next step as a church, God is still working. The Jesus of Genesis is the Jesus of your story. And I'll tell you, church, it's very easy. It's very easy so often in our lives, in the busyness, I'll even get specific, in the busyness of Cape Cod living, when we got to work one or two jobs or all this extra overtime just to survive, not to get ahead, but just to survive. You wonder, God, is this the life You called me to? Just this life of constant stress and anxiety and trying to make ends meet? Let me remind you that God, even in those moments of worry and frustration and the unknown, God is working. Jesus is at work in your life. He is growing you. He is strengthening you. He is building you up. He is going to use your story to help somebody else. Even if that's the ultimate goal, is what you face and what you go through. Yes, God is building you up so you can pour out his comfort to somebody else. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Some of you don't see it or feel it right now. And you're like, man, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but it's hard to believe. Well, believe it. I've had those doubts too. I've been driving in my car, no music playing, saying, God, what are we doing? What's going on? Really? I'll give God the really. Really? Really? And God will say, really? Yeah. And guess what? It's usually not much longer after that that I'm looking back and saying, oh, okay. That's okay. Sorry. Again, sorry. God is working even when we don't feel it. He is through it all. There's a beautiful old hymn called Through It All. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. I've had times I didn't know why. But through every trial and tribulation, he's been there. And the chorus says, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon the Lord. Through it all. And Jesus, yes, was at the beginning. He's before it all, but he is through everything. And lastly is this, church, Jesus is for everything. Before it all, through it all, and for it all. Genesis 1 starts in a perfect world. Beauty. Could you imagine? You know how we say the phrase, well, in a perfect world. There was a time in history when there was a perfect world. Genesis 3, not long after, sin enters the world. God had given them one rule, don't eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But the serpent, the devil, lied to Eve. Eve ate of the fruit, gave to Adam. Adam ate of the fruit, disobeyed the one rule they were given, and sin entered the world. But guess what? Jesus was already the plan. History had already been written. Revelation 13:8 talks about the Lamb, Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb slain, killed, sacrificed, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It was already in the works. Before sin even happened in the garden, before Eve ever took a bite of that fruit, before she ever believed the lies of the enemy that, by the way, so often before we point a finger at Eve, we also often believe the lies of the enemy in our hearts and minds. But Eve believed the lies of the enemy, ate that fruit. Before any of that already had happened, God already knew and God already saw Calvary. He already saw the cross. He already saw redemption and rescue from our sin. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God made flesh, lived on this earth a perfect, sinless life, and died on a cross for the sins of the world. The Creator became the Savior. Listen, you may feel like your life is chaos. Oh man, I'll tell you, sometimes I feel that way, John, that my life is just chaos. It doesn't stop. I'm going here to there and back to there and making sure I'm doing this and making sure this gets done. On and on and on. And when life feels chaotic, listen, there's family struggles. There are health scares. For some of us, it's our past mistakes, our past that haunts us. Decisions we made earlier in life that still we struggle with today. Our past haunts us. And when your life feels like chaos, remember that the Jesus who created order out of chaos can create new life in you. Sin entered the world. Man, everything went right to hell. Everything was a mess. This perfect garden was now a place of sin. One rule and they messed it up. And Jesus brought order out of the chaos. And we think he can't do it in our little lives? He is not done. He is not done with you. Senior saint in the room, feel like your time is up to serve God? He is not done with you. Young 20-something in the room this morning that has made foolish mistakes, that has made choices that will affect the rest of your future, he is not done with you. Teenager in the room today, say, I don't know how I'm going to survive in this world. It's crazy. He is not done with you. Hey, believe it this morning. God is not done with your life. I don't care what you carry. I don't care what the burdens are. God is not done with you. After Adam and Eve sinned, shame. Oh, I hate shame. Shame entered the world. Adam and Eve knew they were naked, and they covered themselves with leaves because sin had entered. Now their nakedness was, they were ashamed because of that sin. Sin nature was created. And guess what? They hid themselves. They covered themselves with fig leaves. And then it says they hid themselves. After they sinned and shame entered and they hid, Jesus showed up even there. In Genesis 3, God comes into the garden. And he already knows what's going on. Adam and Eve are hiding now because of their sin. And God is calling to Adam. And Adam is not answering. And Adam finally says, I hid myself because I knew I was naked. And God says, how'd you know? God knew. Don't you love those questions that God asks? He already knows the answers to. And Adam says, hey, it was the wife you gave me. She did it. And so the blame game began all the way back in Genesis. And then Eve says, oh, but the serpent beguiled me. He tricked me. And we see as God begins to dole out proper justice, not just to them, but really to the world. But he says something in Genesis 3:15. He's talking to the serpent now. That old dragon, the devil, that stinking jerk. And he says, he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What God says to the serpent. What does he mean by that? The serpent, that devil, would bruise his heel. And that, my friend, is a picture, is the cross. That God made flesh would die and his heel would be bruised, the cross. But then he said, but he will bruise your head. That serpent's head will get stomped down. And what is that? That is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, he'll die. The heel will be bruised. But just 3 days later, the serpent's head will be crushed by the power of God in Jesus Christ when he rises out of that tomb. Hallelujah for that. Before they ever even left Eden, God preached the gospel. And just a few verses later in verse 21, it says this, Genesis 3:21, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord make coats of skins and clothe them. It wasn't, the fig leaves weren't good enough. So guess what? An animal had to die. Blood had to be shed so their shame could be covered. And those coats of skins, that sacrifice in Genesis 3, where an animal was slain and the blood was shed so the coats of skins could cover their nakedness and shame, those coats of skin pointed forward to Christ. John 1:29, John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. God clothed them in the book of Genesis with a sacrifice because one day Jesus would come and live a perfect life and die on a cross and would clothe us with his righteousness. So when we accept Christ, give our heart to Jesus, get saved, repent of our sins and be forgiven of our sins, when God looks at me, he doesn't see Donald, the liar, the impatient jerk, the sinner. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for that, because I'm a mess, but Jesus ain't. Amen. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Genesis was the first creation. The world was created. Man was created. Genesis was the first creation. And salvation is the new creation. Salvation in Christ is the new creation, and it begins with Jesus. It doesn't begin with religion. It doesn't begin with good works and good deeds. It doesn't begin with just church attendance. Only Jesus. That is where a new life begins. That is where a fresh start begins. In Jesus. Think about Genesis, the beginning. Jesus, in the beginning, when man sinned, God came looking. When man hid, God called his name. When the man was ashamed, God covered him. When the serpent lied, God promised a Savior. And today he is calling your name. Man, he wants to cover your shame. He wants to give you new life. Doesn't mean a perfect life. Doesn't mean an easy life. Doesn't mean a comfortable life. But he wants to give you new life. He was in Genesis, and he is still the answer today. The promise of Genesis 3:15 became the cross. The sacrifice in Genesis 3:21 with those coats of skin became the Lamb of God. The Creator who made Adam came to die for Adam's race. He was and is and always will be. Romans 5:19 says, by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Jesus obeyed even to the death of the cross. You cannot fix your sin. You cannot cover your own shame. You cannot defeat that serpent, that devil. You can't do it by yourself, but Jesus already did. He already defeated the enemy. He already stomped his head when he rose again on the cross. He crushed sin in the grave. He defeated death, and in the resurrection he gave new life. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus forgives. Only Jesus delivers and rescues. He was there before it all, and he's still here through it all with you. This is not just a history lesson. This sermon and the sermons to come are not just telling stories of things that happened. No, he's here now. He's here for you now. He lives in heaven for you now to bring you peace now, to give you joy now. We're not called to walk through life miserable and broken and in shame. No, we're called to walk in freedom in Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. He was there before it all. And he's still here through it all. And church family, if it's not Jesus, it won't last. Hey, if it's not Jesus, it won't last. We need him. You need him. You need him. He's with you. He cares for you. He sees you. He sees you. He knows what you're facing. He knows the life that you've lived. He knows your struggles. He knows what keeps you up at night. And he's there. He's there. He's there. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.